Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and welcome to another episode of Be Unique's Unscripted, where we talk to artists, musicians, performers, and business professionals. My name is Tony Taylor. I'll be your host for this evening. You know, you could spend your Thursday nights anywhere, and we are excited you're spending it with us. The conversation is cool, it's calm, and it's casual. You can also be a part of the conversation by dialing 516-418-5651. Now, before we begin, let's talk about why you need to get on your phone and go to beunique.org. That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org. Here's what Be Unique is all about. Our mission is to work today to change tomorrow using digital mediums to connect the world with professional storytelling and media production. We work to educate, inspire, and foster positivity and creativity worldwide through video, audio, and a spectacular literary magazine featuring writers from around the world. The newest Be Unique magazine is out right now, and you can read it online along with Be Unique Brevard magazine, the Space Coast premier magazine. Be Unique is also a media powerhouse. Not only do you get this incredible podcast hosted by me, Tony Taylor, but 11 other shows. So sit back, get comfortable, and get ready to dial 516-418-5651 with your questions, comments, and whatever else you may want to say. Let's meet our guest.
All right. Good evening, everybody. It is Thursday night. It is 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Be Unique Radio, and this is Unscripted. My name is Tony Taylor. I'm your host for this evening. Joining me tonight is a very special guest indeed. He's an educator. He's an artist. Please welcome to the show, everybody, Jesus Marin. Jesus, how are you this evening?
I'm doing so wonderful, guys. How are you guys doing? I'm happy, really happy to be here.
Oh, man, we are excited to have you. We are excited to have you. Now, to begin with, first off, you are an educator. You are a teacher. How long have you been teaching?
Tony, I've been teaching for 34 years and a half.
34 years and a half. And how?
34
and
years.
You, amazing. Amazing. Now, how?
And I didn't know.
What's that?
I didn't know I was going to be a teacher because I was laughing at my sisters playing be teachers. And I look at them like, really? Finish school to go back to school? And I'm the only one teacher from my family. From my sisters and brothers, who is a teacher.
Oh, wow.
I love every year.
Every year of it. So let me tell you, let me ask you this. What is it you teach and where do you teach in school?
Right now I'm teaching 3D art. It's sculpture, and I work in Howard Middle School. This is my first year in Howard. I was teaching 17 years in high school. And going back to middle school was a little, do I going to do this? This gets a little small again. But I found out in these 7 months, I did the right decision. These kids are acting the way I want. They producing the work I want, and I'm happy to be there.
Oh, well, we have some big news we want to talk about later on. But first off, let me talk about this. What is it like teaching 3D sculpting in middle school?
Well, the first thing you ask, these kids, they have the structure how to do 3D. In the beginning, they look at me like, this room is amazing. What are we going to do here? So I teach them to follow first the instinct, what is inside of them. So we start with sketching. So for 2 weeks, I give them what I call the drawing boot camp. And they tell because it's 3D, they're going to draw. So we went around the school and we start drawing people moving places, drawing the room, still life. For 2 weeks, I was pushing them to draw. And they look at me like, why? This is a 3D class. Drawing is the mother of the arts. So you need to draw. And that was the basic. Teach them they're basically the how to sketch and draw first.
And then move on to the 3D sculpting. Now, let me ask you this. How long, mm-hmm. Jesus, when did you start getting into the arts? Is an art teacher something that you originally wanted to do at first? Or what were you going to do before you jumped into 3D sculpting?
Okay, let me tell you what happened with me. I was in kindergarten. I was that kid who ruined mom's wall. My mom was painting the living room. She moved to the hall, and I was watching The Flintstones. You remember that cartoon?
I do.
And I saw Fred Head, and I grabbed a red crayon from all the colors in the box. I grabbed the red one. And that big, like, maybe 26 inches Fred Flintstone face on the wall that my mom just painted a few minutes ago. That woman screamed to me so loud, "What in the world are you doing? I just painted the wall." I thought I'd go to get a whoop of my life. She looked at the TV. She looked at the drawing. And said she can't understand how this little dude can draw that face so well. So she grabbed me by my hand. And I thought I'd go to get it. So the Puerto Rican mom, they like to hit with the sandals, the chancleta. So I thought I'd go to get it. So I'm with my eyes closed. She put me in my room. "Open your eyes. No, you're going to hear me." I was so afraid. When I opened my eyes, she was pointing at me, one of the walls in my room. "You right. see that wall? You see I didn't touch it. When you go to hear me?" No. "Please, do your art here, not outside." "Huh?" "Yes."
"Okay.
You use this wall. In the end of the month, I'm going to repaint it, and you keep doing your mess." "Shut up. This is a trick. You go to hit me." "No, just do it here." And before I know, I finish that wall. The next one, the one with the windows, and the third one, and the fourth one. So before I know, I have my first solo in my own room. And when you walk in the room, it's like, "Oh, my God." "Whatever, it's your room." She allowed me to express myself.
Wow. And how old were you?
She allowed me to be me.
How old?
I was 5 years old.
5 years old. So from 5 years old, you knew you wanted to be an artist.
Yes. It was in my blood. I want to do it. I started drawing cartoons first. The Flintstones, Mickey Mouse, whatever cartoon I see on TV, I put in my walls. And I started to develop that detail to look at stuff and just draw in the right way. I didn't have art teacher in elementary school. My only art teacher was in middle school. And that's why I get attached to middle school, because I remember I was that lonely artist in my middle school kid who wanted to keep painting. Then when I went to high school, there wasn't no art teachers. So I went to the principal and I talked to him, "Sir, I need art. Sure. Can I paint around the school murals and you give me the credit for art?" "Really? Of course. But you need to provide me the supplies." And I had two friends who's going to help me paint around the school. And he gave my art credit, me painting around the school murals. And that was my first time teaching, because I was leading this group of kids to paint with me. I was giving them instruction how we got to do it. So after that, what happened, I was in my 10th grade Spanish class. I was a track and field athlete. I didn't study for the test. My brother was before me in that class. He gave me the paper from the test. I can't cheat to these teachers. He was my best teacher. So I put the paper under the paper that he gave me. And I'm sweating. I can't even put my name on the paper. I'm so scared. And the teacher is looking straight to my eyes, and he said, "Marín, leave the papers. I'll talk to you later." He gave me one paper. How he know that I want more than one paper? And everyone in the room, whoosh. Man, I was shaking out, moving myself out from that room, but I was so afraid. I came back in lunchtime. my paper stayed in the same spot.
No.
No one threw the material. No one threw the material. I said, oh, Lord, I'm in trouble. When I sit down, he looked at me straight in my face. Green, you are one of my best ones. I know you can do that to me. Sir, I didn't touch the paper. You see, it's empty. I know. You know what? You have the quality to be a leader. You're going to be a good teacher. And I start laughing in his face. Excuse me, sir. What? You want me to be a teacher? Are you crazy? How am I going to finish school to go back to school? That's no make no sense. No, Marine. People follow you. You got beautiful skills. You can help people. You know, sir, I can do that without being a teacher. No. You're going to be a good one. And I left that room. He gave me another test. I passed the test. But right. In my heart, he put that seed. You're going to be a teacher. And
wow.
After I laughing, I started thinking about it. Why he say that to me?
Right.
Me, be a teacher? I just goofy around with my sister, joking. Why are you going to be a teacher? That's crazy. When I get accepted to college, my first school to accept me was the School of Teachers. The
technology
about the school. And when I went to the first class, for some reason I said, let's do this. Let's see what happens. If I have it, I have it. If I don't, well, I pick another choice. My second choice was being an architect.
Right.
But then I went to the school for being a teacher. And Tony, you won't believe this. The teacher had my same name, Jesus Marin.
No.
His surname is Toro. What is the odds that you have a Tony Taylor teacher? What is the odds that when you go to college, the teacher's name is Tony Taylor? That's one in a million, no?
That is a million.
This teacher name
that is one in a million.
Is Jesus Marin. So I went to him with my ID slowly, and then next to him, sir, this is my name. What? Where are you from? I hope I don't have a son somewhere. Sir, no, you are not my dad. But I assure you, this is odd that you have my same name.
That is
this
amazing.
Is weird. I never in my life thought that something like that can happen to me. Someone with my same name, that this is a signal. For some reason, that's a sign of something.
That's
you
more than a signal.
This because what?
That's more than a
Man,
signal.
I forgot. That's not happening. That's not something happened often. I was like, huh? My first teaching class and the teacher had my name? This is odd. This is no, this is weird. And you know what he did? So,
what did he do?
Everyone in this room wants to be a teacher, huh? And he was really firm like that. And we was around maybe 30 people in that room. So, you have 5 minutes to set up a lesson and amuse me. Then I will let you know if you have it or you don't. Lord. Wait. Just like that, black and white. He's going to tell you in your face, dude, you suck. Yes, you have. So I said on my lesson, I was number 10. So the first girl walked in, and she started teaching. And he said, oh, stop right there. No, girl, you don't have it.
What? He told her that right out front. Wow, he told
right
her that
there.
Right out front.
No, I'm sorry. You want to be a teacher right now? You need to fix this, because you bore me. I can't even hear to you. Your voice is bothering me. You don't have it. Thank you. Next. And one by one, he was just straightforward. And I said, well, this is my chance. I'm going to be just me. I did my lesson. My 5 minutes passed, and he didn't give me the time yet. And he keep looking at me, and he said, I'm sorry, Jesus. Keep doing it, because I love what you're doing. You have it. I want to learn from you right now. I want the whole lesson to be finished. And everyone start giving a hand. Excellent. And he looked at me, and he talked to me later, saying, dude, you are a natural person. That's what you need to do. Be you. And you keep this whole group entertained. That's a teacher. You have it.
Right.
And then he made me believe that. I have it. He said, keep that attitude. You know your thing, just be you. Don't change in front of the kids, just show them who you are. And that's my thing. I would be me in the classroom. And sometimes I do jokes, like I pretend I'm sick. Yo, Tony, you won't believe it. I'm sorry, because I'm not good today. It's because sometimes you need maybe 10 minutes for yourself, and that room is so quiet. You don't hear a noise. And then after 10 minutes, okay, let's work. But Ms. Marie, you said you were sick. Yes, I know. I just need 10 minutes for me. I got it. Now let's do it.
Unbelievable.
I have to be a little crazy to enjoy what I do.
Absolutely. You know, I tell you, Jesus, it's really amazing. I've talked to so many different artists and so many different people who have, you know, they are doing what they're doing, but it was by chance or it was something that they kind of fell into. But this was something that it seems to me that was predestined. I mean, you are supposed to be a teacher. You are supposed to be an art teacher. You are supposed to be working with kids. And, I mean, you must know that every day when you walk into the classroom.
You say that, and today I have this situation with one of my kids that he believes that he don't have it because everyone is doing better work, and he feel like I'm in the wrong class. And I look at him and look at what you're doing. Do you see anyone doing the same thing? No. That means that you're unique. And I need that uniqueness. I don't need another Jose or another Carlos, another Maria, another Michael. I need you. So when you go to a gallery, you don't see the same work. Everyone has different work. Can you finish your piece? This kid smiles, and he finishes his work. And I'm going to put the work in the gallery. And when I say that to him, you will go in the gallery. That smile stay in that kid's face until he left my room. He don't believe it. He said, my work is going to be in the gallery? Yeah, why not?
Oh,
you did
great.
It. And that made my day, too, because I say, when you see a kid who don't believe in himself,
right,
and now the whole world changed for him, because the whole thing changed. Now he sees it. I really appreciate what he did. He looked at me like, you didn't say that's what made me happy. No, sir. I want to take this work to the show, too. This is that good. What? And you see this detail here? Because if you finish this and this, because I always push this kid to do finance work.
Right.
Don't do rough work. Just let's do excellent work.
Right.
Because
one
thing is do the work, but the second thing is a good presentation. Because that's going to say a lot about you.
Right.
It's not the same thing that someone put the food in the plate all over, or someone put the plate really beautiful looking. You want the people enjoy what you did. And then I have another girl. She finished a beautiful guitar. Beautiful. And then she took it home without me knowing. And then looked all over the room for her guitar. Where's your guitar? I took it home. Why? Because I wanted, I know it's yours, but the purpose of being an artist is also to showcase our work. Yes, it's yours, you did it, but your words don't belong to you yet. What do you mean? When we do art, we put our heart, yes or no? Yes. So we need to show what we did with our heart to the people. When we do the show, you remember that night when they opened the reception, the faces of those parents when they saw the kids work, that for me, that was my gold medal. When I saw those parents so proud of the kids' work, so that's the moment that you know that you are touched someone's life.
Right.
When we don't do work just for us.
Right.
That's greedy. And she looked, she opened her eyes like she was scared. No. I'm not mad at you. I just point this to you to your work belong to the world first. And even it's going to be people who want to buy it. So you have to let it go. But
right.
I don't want to let it go. You know, it's beautiful thing. It's the first time she's doing a guitar in cardboard, and she's so proud, so happy that she don't want to let it go. But also I have to teach them, our babies. We have to let them go.
Right.
Even me as an artist, I have some pieces that I don't want to let go, Tony. I love those pieces, and I know
right.
I have to let them go. But I keep them for a season. I say, even when they say, Marie, you didn't put the price. Yeah, I'm not ready to sell it.
No.
For a little while. Yeah, it's like a little bit greedy because you have some emotions in that piece. But then when you let it go, someone else is going to have the joy to enjoy your piece.
The joy
and
your
that's what I try to teach the kids. We sketch. And from that paper, from that drawing, these kids have no idea how the work is going to look 3D. These kids live in a 2D dimension with the paper.
Right.
And when they produce the word 3D, their faces change because now the drawing is real. I can touch it. It's in my hand. I can see this 360. That's a different word.
Right.
When you do something 3D, it's more emotional because it's there in front of you. Paper, you just draw in something. Yes, it's beautiful. You put it away. But a 3D work is there physically. It's in the state.
Do you discover,
yes.
though, that everybody has an artist inside of them?
All the time. I have kids we know. They just walk in my room and say, I'm in the wrong class. And they just walk away and say, where are you going? No. This looks so hard. Because when they see the artwork from all the kids and they look at them, give me a week. Just give me a week. If you don't feel like you can handle it, I'll let you go. But give me a week. That's the only thing I'm asking you to do. Give me a week. They don't leave my class, Tony.
No.
I promise them, just give me a week. Like in my level 3-2, I told them, the school, we know who you are, guys. The first day of class, they look at me weird. What do you mean? This whole school is going to know who R3D2 is. Because I promise you, each one of you is going to do a piece that this school is going to remember. So when I did the art show with them 2 weeks ago, that was my main goal. When I opened the curtain, I want those parents to, wow. And that happened. And what I did also, I gave the kids the name tag and the word artist to show the parents, this kid is not a student. This kid is an artist. And that's how I treat them in my room. I don't say this is a classroom. This is an art studio. We come here to produce art. They can stand up, talking to the kid in the corner, enjoy what work is doing the next one, but they are not sitting down like soldiers in my classroom. No. They are allowed to talk. They are allowed to share experience with other kids. They are allowed to learn from another one. Oh, how you did that one? Oh, okay, I got it. And I make teachers from a student. I have one kid who I teach him how to do ears. He have a hard time doing ears. And that kid was the one who won the first award. Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about that. But also, too, talk about the fact that you do get kids that come in there that have absolutely no experience with 3D sculpting and no experience with art, correct? How do you reach them?
Yes. So how I reach them?
How do you reach them? How do you bring out that artist in that child?
Okay, I'm going to take you. When I was in high school a few years ago, I had this kid. Black and white. He told me from the door in, sir, I'm not an artist. I'm just going to sit down in this room and just look around. But I'm not doing art because I'm not good at art. Black and white, he told me that first day. So I leave him alone because I know when you want a big fish, you need a good bait. So I said, I got it. So I start teaching my lesson, doing demo. That's one thing I love to do. I like to demo the kids how to work with anything. And then when you see the kids' face, they're like, whoa, how do you do that? So I'm working with clay, and I show the kids how to do a bird. Just in quick seconds, I manage the clay, and I did a bird. And I saw him for weeks. He was ignoring me. He didn't care about the class. But that day, he was looking what I'm doing. And I noticed he started moving closer to me, closer to me. The guy who don't want art, he was getting close to the bunch when I'm doing the demo. And I feel him next to my shoulder. Tony, you won't believe what I did. I just turned my back again to him and keep talking to the group. And I just put pull back on him. Again, he moved to see my hands. I move again away from him. And I keep talking to the class in another direction. And he said, sir, can you be steady? I want to see what you're doing. I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? I'm sorry. I don't want to bother you. You don't, I know you don't like art, so it's okay. You can go back to your seat. Tony,
you were teasing him.
The opposite. Yes. Then I keep moving my hands, and he starts looking what I'm doing. And suddenly, this kid says, can I try? And the whole class went in silence. What? You want to try, Miss Marie? He have an S. 4 weeks doing nothing, so he don't have a good grade. He got every assignment I give to the kids, he have an S. And when I put the clay in his hand, be sure. No, this is, I put the clay away from him. No. Okay, let me try. Okay, there. Right here. He nailed my assignment right away.
Uh-huh.
And I show him, oh, so you did that? No, this just don't happen. Let's do it this way. And then I put my hands under the table, and I did the bird again without looking. He gave more impressed. Come on, give me a try. I want you to try again. Under the table, don't look. And he did it. That kid's face, smile. It was from one side to another side, and everyone in the class, they start, hey, Joey, you did it. And I went back to him. I said to the class, okay, everyone, just try. Here's the clay. And I put him away. Can we talk? Yes. You know you have 4 F's. You do 3 of this, I write 3 F's.
Really? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Can you do that? Yes. But I need 3 different birds. So here's the sketches. Here's the ones I want. And you try. The kid become one of my best ones in the classroom.
Wow.
From what he said was a no goal, he become my right hand. Even I was using him to help other kids. And he graduated.
So he ended up helping out the other kids. He ended up helping out the other kids.
But he was so honest with me the first day. You know what happened to this kid? He was hurt. In middle school, whoever was the teacher hurt his feelings. He said, oh, you're not that good. And he believed that. Tony, whoever was the teacher, hurt his feeling.
Right.
2 years ago, during the pandemic, I have a kid who was my pain in the neck. This kid drive me crazy. So crazy. When I went home, I was in pain in my hand. My wife looked at me, what happened? Babe, I don't want this kid in my room. And I talked to the guidance, and they said they can't do nothing. I have to keep him. I don't want to use the word hate, but I don't like him.
Right.
He don't like me. I don't like him, but he's in my room.
Right.
And she looked at me, Papi, what happened is God put that kid in your hand. Baby, don't put God in this. Please don't do that. Don't do that. No. Just put him in your hands because you're the only one who can change his life.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, babe. I've been teaching for years, and I never have a knucklehead like this one. I don't think it's going to work out. It's better he left my classroom. And she looked at me, and she smiled. Nope. You're going to change this kid. And she was so sure that I'm going to change this kid's life.
Right.
And I was so, really, in my heart, I say, I tried everything. I had knuckleheads before, but this kid is something else. I went to my corner. I pray to God, it's really you. You have to show me the way I'm going to change this kid's life because I don't see one way. I just see, every time he crossed the door, Tony, I'm mad. I just want to see his face. And I never had that feeling. I don't want to have that feeling. That class is perfect. And life teaches me a lesson. So he walked in the room. I'm in my computer, and I lift a white paper and I say, white flag, we need to talk. And he looked at me, what do you mean? White flag, this means that we need to do a little tour here. We are not fighting today. You need to come here. We don't have a war. You listen to me. He came to me. I start showing him art, the computer. I showed him some of my own personal art that he didn't know that I'm that talent. Then I showed some artwork from an art teacher in Puerto Rico. Everything was abstract. My problem with this is that he doesn't like the word realistic. So I asked him to do something abstract. And he loved it. He said, okay, you're going to do this. Because behind my class, 2F, 2, so that we erase S. Please, okay. So this gets it done. And the first catch from his hand was a gold piece. I was like, shut up. Well, you like it? No. I said, shut up, because this is amazing. Find out who you are. You are a minimalist artist. What is that? Look in the dictionary. I want you to look at that. It's artists who try to simplify sculpture with a minimal work. Just super shapes. At the same time, it's so exquisite and so beautiful. And when he did that first sketch, was his first sculpture. So he won an award.
Wow.
With a sculpture, he won 2 statewide awards. Wow. I was like, shut up. I saw this kid. And the reason he was in my head is because I had to discover who he was as an artist. He won 6 awards in my head.
6 awards.
2 statewide.
Wow.
Winter Park, he won award Winter Park. He won another award in the fair, and he won another. I was like, you're right. This kid just was looking for a way to express himself. It's like,
yes,
he was asking for help.
Yes.
I saw it. But when my wife gave me the advice, I follow it. And Walter is one of my best proud kids that ever touched my heart.
Thank you for listening to your wife. Thank you.
She was the one who saw it.
Yep.
That's his teaching. Even his
father
asked me for help. He sent me his picture. What do you think about this? And I still be his mentor. The kid who don't have a chance to graduate, he graduated from high school.
Wow.
Even the guy in SSM, my mom did a graduation because of the pandemic. And there weren't many people for graduation, just family. I went to the house, and I gave him the medal for.
Wow.
Mom started crying when she saw the medal. Can you give it up to him? Marie, his life. You know what this kid did? He turned an apartment in his studio. He got wood. He got in the living room. She said, but that's what he won. He wanted to even go in church and greeting.
Wow.
That kid all around. Because I decided to make peace with him, and I didn't know all that was inside. He's true.
Amazing.
I would like to one day all his work. This kid be a 15-foot tall guitar with wood, rocks. Amazing work. It stayed in the school, in the state. A beautiful work. So this kid has so much talent, and it was amazing.
Amazing. Hey, listen, Jesus, we need to take a real quick break. We'll be right back, and then I want to talk about the events that happened today. And we'll get into that in just a moment. And we are with Jesus Marine. You're listening to Unscripted. We'll be right back after these messages. Have you ever read a web article on the internet that really spoke to you? No, I mean really spoke to you. Well, let me tell you about Newsly. Newsly is the new and incredible audio app made especially for iOS and Android. Newsly picks up web articles about the most trending topics throughout the entire internet. And at any given moment,
Newsly reads those web articles to you in a natural human voice. Browse your favorite articles from topics you choose. Stop scrolling, start playing, start listening, and start learning. And Newsly has podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 40 countries. Our podcasts, Unscripted, Coffee, Candy, and Creative, and On Demand are there too. Go to www.newsly.me to download and use Newsly for free now. And if you use promo code BeUniqueRadio, all one word and with caps, receive a 1 month free premium description. For the first time in the history of the internet, the web becomes listenable. Listen and learn with Newsly.
If you like the show tonight, let us know. Call 321-417-4309 or email mary@beunique.org to ask how you can sponsor the show. It's simple and doesn't have to cost much at all. Visit beunique.org for even more details. That's BUNEKE.org. Join the global world changers who already know how Be Unique helps bring together like-minded humans who are making the world a better place. Read the magazine and blog posts, watch our videos, listen to our podcast, and visit our social media from one location, and let's work together. Change tomorrow by finding solutions today. Visit BeUnique.org to learn more. That's BUNEKE.org.
Thanks for listening, and remember, best way to be unique is to just be you.
All right, we're back, and I am talking with Jesus Marin. We are talking about 3D sculpting and art, and Mr. Marin is a middle school teacher in Orlando, Florida for Howard Middle School. Jesus, we had some big news today, and I'm going to let you talk about that in just a minute. But first, let me just again kind of set up the scene for anybody who's listening right now to try to imagine the fact that you are a middle school teacher, you're an art teacher, you teach 3D sculpting, and most of the kids that come into your class, correct? Most of the kids that come into your class have never, ever done 3D sculpting before. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So this year you probably had
some kids have done ceramic before.
So this year you probably had a bunch of students who have never done any type of 3D sculpting ever and have just now started with you, correct?
Yes, correct.
All right, so let's talk about this. So can you tell my listeners, please, exactly the news you received today about those students who have never, ever – once done 3D sculpting until reaching your class?
So we went to the first school exhibition, and I put 11 works from my kids in the competition. We swept the division, and we won all the 5 3D awards.
Oh, wow.
And I won. Like a proud pa when I saw the awards in each one of my kids' work. And the beauty of this, the lady from the fair thought that my kids' work was high school level. When she read middle school, she was more like, what? This is middle school kids' work? She can't believe it. She know me from my older school, and
right.
She saw my work from my older school. She thought it was another addition from the school I was. I said, no, this is my new school. Oh, what high school is not a high school, it's a middle school. Shut up. What? But this is high school quality. Mm-hmm. My technique moved with me to whatever place I go. So one of the things I did this year with the kids was talk to the hand. Talk to the hand, I cast the kid's hand, and they have to transform and camouflage the hand in something else. You
okay.
Saw the work. You saw
I
me.
Did.
So one of my kids, they wanted a hand like a. He used the way people say, call me, and he can't see him in that position, you're in a horn. Another kid who was one of the best one, William, he's a spider, and you hate spiders.
I do.
And when
I can't
you
stand
saw a spider, you freak out. Well,
I did.
Real.
Yes, I did.
And that was back in cat, and he camouflaged in him like a spider. And he enjoyed so much doing that because even the kids around him, oh, that looks so real.
I know.
He enjoyed doing that piece. And then the funky head. I give this kid a foam head. The whole purpose of this, they have two choices. One, they can do themselves like a poor. No one, only one girl did that.
Okay.
Second choice, you can use a character from Hollywood, from Monsters. You can get fired from something from the movies. The option, you can create your own unique thing. Don't copycat from nowhere. You just get this inspiration from you and you want to put it out. And that's what happened with the first piece. He created this piece on car, and that's why he took the first piece. And when you say quality of this kid's work, because they did that from it, clay, mouthwash, paint, textures. So they just work it out. This assignment lasts 2 months. And because the time in the class is so limited, 45 minutes is not enough. There's sometimes I have to say the clean up and they look at me, what? But you just start. This is how you know the kids are enjoying what they're doing. I call that moment the zone. I think that's to them. You put yourself in the zone, time going fast. And then they learn that. As soon as you enjoy time doing your piece, time is just moving and you don't feel that. You are in that box, just doing your piece. And the result paid back yesterday. They took the whole competition and they won. It just make an amazing impression for me. I was like, I'm just 7 months in this school, and we have our first 5 awards already. In seven
That's
months,
amazing.
We worked with them.
And it's just been how long? How long did you say it was that you've been working with them?
2 months.
2 months, wow.
And I said 2 months
wow.
because some of the kids, we get testing. Sometimes they fire drills. Sometimes kids get ill and they have to give it extra time because sometimes you can't control it. I have to give it that extra time to finish the work.
Right.
So in total, for do that head from sketch, or that one thing, they do the sketch. They have to give me at least 5 sketches for this one. 5. And they look at me for the Wi-Fi because when you go to a restaurant, you don't eat the first thing you see. You need to look more options. So I need to see more options. They
right.
choose 2 from those 5, and they have to make a small prototype. That's a new word for them. What is a prototype? It's just a small scale work on what you're going to do. So I put this kid working like in the outdoor, like some professional people do. You need to sketch. You need to show the to the person a little prototype, and then you work the new piece. So they have to go to the schedule. Then they start adding clay. They start molding. And some of these kids, they never have clay in their hands before. So I use modeling clay. I show them how to handle the clay. After they catch their essence of what they want, they need to show me, are you going to paint this? What color are you going to use? They have to give me the whole plan, the blueprint, how this is going to look in the end. Are you going to add fabric? Are you going to add a wig? How is it going to look in the end? So they have to explain to me one-to-one what it's going to look like. So they talk to me like an artist. That's the way it's going to be. You just explain to me
right.
this. You have to do the same piece. Sometimes what I do is I don't like it, but I do like it. I just say that to see the reaction. And I said, you don't like it? And you know, middle school kids are so emotional. Why do you not like it? Again. Yeah, they say, I'm just being sarcastic. I love the piece. But why do you say you don't like it? Because I want to, you can defend it. If you believe in your piece, you to defend your work. Okay, so that's an attitude. You don't create a piece to make me happy. You create is to you first be happy. If you don't put your heart and your mind in the peace, I don't want it. What do you mean? Your heart is the first gift. You know you're doing the right thing. If you don't like the forgiving, then go in the wrong direction. And take a few weeks for some of the kids to understand that. But in the end, that connection is there. You see the love and passion they develop when they start doing their own pieces. And that's one thing I told them. You have to respect your work.
Right.
Because some of these kids used to do work and they don't appreciate what they do. I say, this is not a drawing paper. This is a 3D piece. When you finish this piece, people will see it. And sometimes they concentrate in the front, and I look at them, oh, I'm sorry, this is 360. The back is important too.
Right, right.
No. Don't think it's just the front. Art, this is not 2D. The people just see the front. This is 3D. We got to look all around, 360. So you better take care of every side. And let your one of people, you see? The back and the front are not the same. Your hair in the back is not the same in the on your face. So we need to work detail. And then let's teach them. Details take more time. Yes or no? You're right. Sometimes you do the big part of the sculpture. You start on the details. I'm sorry. You notice, no. It's taking me more time. It's like when you make a cake. The icing part is the most important part. It's the flavor. Sometimes I use cooking stuff because I love to cook too. And I look at same relation to you about cooking. What time was the girl? I'm sorry, you burn it. What do you mean? You can rice and you burn it. Are you going to serve that rice? No. No? You just burn the piece. Start over. Oh, I got it. Sometimes they paint and they own. And they start looking at me like, don't you make clear that way? Yes, because if I burn something, I refuse for that. I have to alone. Did you overpaint that picture or you overdo it? And sometimes these kids want to look everything so close and say, no, just go back. Go far away and look at your sculpture. What's going on? I did this and this wrong. Mm-hmm. You think because the sculpture in front of you looks perfect? Oh, back up. You need to see your work also from far away. And that's another thing that these kids never know that you have to see things far and close to.
Right.
So far away will show you all the wrong things happening. And what I said, you see that? Sometimes you see a car park and you say, it looks so good. Then when you're close, you see how messed up the car is. And so, it's not that good. Well, the same thing with art. There's some pieces that need to be looked from far, but at the same time, when people like to see details, they will get close and they will see all the imperfections. And I'm speaking with imperfection.
Right.
And they learn that. And the whole thing is another board game for them, a whole new board game.
So they've swept this one competition. What's the next competition you plan on entering for these kids with the 3D sculptures?
Mm-hmm. 2 weekends, we're going to Winter Park Art Festival.
Winter Park Art Festival. And then they'll be competing with...
This is going to be in 2 weeks in Winter Park, and I can't wait to see my kids' work displayed again. It's going to be interesting.
Now, will they be entering the same subjects, or will they be making new art pieces for the Winter Park Art Festival?
I'm moving the same pieces because this is what we got. Strong
this time.
So I'm moving
time.
The strong
right.
piece. That's another thing. As a teacher, I need to move my strong piece. It's like a chess game. You know your board game. You know what to move.
Right.
I know it's going to be a win again because he's a strong, strong artist. And
I have
a winner. I need to move again with him. It's like an interview. If you win, then you want your horse for the next competition. And I know I trust my kids. I trust the quality of what they did is a win.
Right.
And that's another thing. Beginning, I said, okay, we got to go to this competition, but it's always too bad. One win, one loss. So don't expect to win all the time, because sometimes they get hurt and they don't win. I said, that happened to me. I was in a show and my work get rejected, and then my work get accepted in another show, and I win that show. So sometimes you want don't want to expect the show. That happens. But what's the challenge? Show off. Pace your work, people to see it and get connected. That's one thing they never understand. People get connected, yes. They get connected. What happened
right.
with Tony when he saw the spider? Oh, well, people get feelings and emotion and whole purpose.
Queen?
Not necessarily. That's a top in the cage. In the cage. But when you know you have a weird car, you train. I think that you're doing so in a few months with me. I think the rest of the year we're going to start working in beautiful pieces. I think, yeah.
In our last, Jesus, in our last 5 minutes, can you just for real quickly, for a person who's wanting to discover more about art and wanting to have an interest in 3D sculpting, can you give any advice or anything you'd like to leave with those people if they're thinking about discovering for themselves the world of 3D sculpting?
You know what? The first thing is your heart. What is in there? I mean, I have the chance to teach a kid 3D.
Hey, Jesus, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Jesus, I'm sorry to interrupt. Can you check your connection real quick because you're breaking up? I just want to make sure that we have a good connection
okay.
with you. Okay. All right.
You got it?
I hear you. Okay, very good. Okay. So we were talking about you wanted – oh, Jesus, we actually dropped his call. Hopefully Jesus will call back. We're going to stay on and wait for him to call back. Ah, there he is. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hey, you there?
Can you hear
all
me
right,
now?
All right, great. Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
I'm
I
here.
Hear you now. Okay, I think our question was, for those people who are listening out there that have a desire to do 3D sculpting or any art, can you give any advice for those people? Because you've been able to pull all of this talent from people who didn't even know they had it. And you believe that
yes.
most people do have an artistic skill. So is there any advice you can give to a person who's maybe thinking about getting into the art world and getting into 3D sculpting, sketching, and art itself?
Yes. You know how I start? Be curious. Get some clay. Start explore what you can do with some clay. Get some inspiration. If you want to do hands, if you want to do animals, something specific you would like to start work with, and then look for some people who already create art using those same elements and practice.
Right.
Create your own technique. There's sometimes that you don't have to follow someone's technique. You can create your own way. And
right.
you got to discover that you have a uniqueness in you. And that's the most important thing. I tell my kids, I'm not looking for Picassos. I'm looking for you. And they get confused. No. Picasso already did his work.
Right.
I need a new William. I need a new Carla. What? Right here now. That's what I want. You don't need to copycat no one. And that's one thing I try to keep the kids away from any animation character. They love to copycat Japanese art. I say, no. These people are making money already. I want you to make your own. I want you to create your own thing. Don't copycat. Stay in your own side and be unique. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for
and
that
unique.
And
that's what we're all about. That's it. That's what we're all about here at Be Unique is to be unique. Jesus, thank
be
you,
you
so much. Thank you so much
you
for sharing too. Your time. We have enjoyed it, and I hope you'll come back and let us know how the kids are doing and how you're doing. And
thank you.
Hope you'll consider coming
no
back
doubt.
To the show. All right. And all right. Great. Great. And from all of us here at Unscripted, we appreciate you being here this evening. Have a great evening. And everybody listening, we appreciate you listening this Thursday night. We hope you'll join us again next Thursday night for another exciting edition of Unscripted. Good night, Jesus. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Take care.